Hello and Akwaba. Welcome to CASA with Anjua. What a ride it has been. I haven't put out an episode in a very, very long time. So if you're listening to this particular one, it's 2024. It's March. We're just about to wrap up the first quarter. And I've been busy for the past year or so, where I haven't put out an episode, and busy doing a number of things. And one of the things that I've been doing is to focus on achieving some goals that I have had for some very long time. You know, like, you know, as you're growing, and you know, those of us that are growing and edging on, not that we're that old, we're still, you know, mid-age. And, you know, you had some dreams where you kind of started, you stopped and didn't really quite get back to it. So as I was pondering about the experiences I've been having lately and how I've gone back to pursuing some of the goals and dreams I had, I thought I would do a quick episode on pursuing your dreams and why it's never too late to achieve your goals. So, you know, in this episode, I'm going to be as frank as I can and, yeah, help you along, especially those that are thinking about, you know, doing some stuff this year. The year's just begun, you know, don't let, you know, as we're about to close the first quarter, be something that kind of puts you off. That should actually be something that kind of gingers you on and says to you that, you know what, 3 months of it may have gone, but you still got a good 9 months of it to go to make something good out of it. So in this episode, we're going to be exploring the timeless truth that it is never too late to achieve your dreams and goals. So, for those that don't know my name is Ajua Jemai. Ajua means I'm born on a Monday born. I remember, I think I must have done an episode about the meaning behind my name. So do check it out. If not, I'll probably have a look at it again and do like a refresher on that. But yeah, thank you for joining me on this episode as we dive into reasons why age should never be a barrier to pursuing your passions, aspirations, goals, and dreams. First of all, you've got to understand that all your life experiences up to this date is something of a valuable asset you have. So everything you've been through, both the highs, the lows, the good, the bad, the ugly, are valuable assets that can help you and prepare you to achieving other dreams and goals that you may have. So you must know that as we journey through life, we accumulate a lot of knowledge, skills, wisdom that can be leveraged on to pursue our goals. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even in your 60s, you know, your life experiences up to date has uniquely equipped you with so much that you can use to tackle the challenges, overcome the obstacles, and achieve success in any chosen endeavor you have. So let's just go back and say, you know, when 2024 started, what are the goals that you had? Like, for example, I sat down with a group of friends back in December 2023, and we just had a good brainstorming session on what we wanted our 2024 to look like. And, you know, God, you know, bless my friend Najele, she gave us like a big book where we had like a look back on what 2023 looked like, and then a look forward to 2024, where we made some notes in there on what we wanted to achieve. So for the last 3 months, I've been going in really hard trying to achieve one of those dreams. And if I tell you the amount of setbacks and challenges and like the near breakthroughs I've had, and, you know, it hasn't gone the way I wanted, But you know what? I'm still pursuing it. I'm still giving it a fresh fire like I've never done before. And I'm going for it. So just to conclude on, like, you know, one of the top tips on why, you know, it's never too late to, you know, achieve anything you want to achieve. It's literally your life experiences up to date. It's something you can refer to because it's a valuable asset, right? Okay, so I didn't actually say that I'm gonna be giving a few pointers. Let me get my English out. A few pointers. So that was point one. You know, reflecting on the fact that your life experiences is a valuable asset that you can stand on to go for to achieve your goals and dreams. So moving on to point two. Point two is about being persistent and the fact that the persistency pays off. You know, achieving any goal or any dream often requires perseverance and resistance in the face of setbacks and failures. As I said, you know, I've had my fair share, but am I giving up? No way, no way. I am still fighting on and pursuing that goal until I take it off my box. So remember that success is always not immediate. That is so true. And setbacks are a natural part of the journey. So you are going to have some setbacks. Things will not go the way you want it to go. It might be sometimes might be your fault. It might be other factors. And just remember that by maintaining a positive mental mindset and kind of staying committed to your goals, you can overcome these obstacles and ultimately realize your dreams. So yeah, don't let any setbacks put you off. Just switch on your perseverance, be persistent, and keep pushing. Now, moving on to another tip that I want to leave you with. It's about this age, you know, like, you know, by 17, you should have done this. By 21, you should have done that. Really, I just think, you know, the older I'm getting, I just believe that age is just a number. And that we shouldn't let societal expectation or self-imposed limitations detect what we can and cannot achieve based on our age. So we all know the stories of many successful individuals that have achieved remarkable accomplishments later on in their life, demonstrating that age is no barrier to success. So you can't say, oh, I should have done this when I was in my 20s. I should have done this when I was in my 30s. I should have done that in my 40s. And it's now too late. It is never too late. I think that what you have to do is just refocus your mind. Focus back on the main reason why you wanted to achieve that goal. Focus on your passions, your talent, you know, your ambitions. And regardless of your age, pursue your goals with determination and enthusiasm. You know, go back to your big why. And it's really, really important to make sure that you have your big why as to, you know, why you want to achieve what you want to achieve. And I think in line with what we're saying as well, it's embracing lifelong learning. It's so important because the pursuit of your goals often involves acquiring new knowledge, new skills, and experience along the way. You cannot use the same old information to achieve certain types of goals and dreams that you may have. So you have to adjust to learning more. So we call it, you know, lifelong learning, and be open to learning, be open to personal growth, be open to professional growth, whether it's through formal education, you're doing, you know, mentorship, self-directed study, or let's even talk about the world of YouTube and social media. Studies that, you know, a lot of us are accustomed to now. Continuously, you know, aim to expand your horizon and challenge yourself intellectually. By doing that, it can really propel you closer to your dreams and goals. So, yeah, embrace lifelong learning. And now, moving on to point five, I think we are now. Yeah. It's really about surrounding yourself with positivity. It's so important that if you want to achieve any of your goals this year, is you surround yourself with supportive individuals who believe in your potential and encourage you to pursue your dreams. You can seek this out in, you know, your peers, your friends, mentors, friends, people that inspire you, that can provide you with some guidance, motivation, and some constructive feedback along your journey. I mean, their support can really, really, really boost your confidence and help you to stay focused on your dreams, even in challenging times. So I'll give you an example. A friend of mine called me yesterday, and this friend of mine knows that one of my core skill set is organizing things. I love to organize things. I love to bring people together. And earlier on in the year, I had gotten in touch with them. We're talking about what I wanted to do. And one of the things that I said I wanted to do was to go back to visit a project that I used to do, which was organizing business trips and then potentially introducing some leisure trips as well. So she called me yesterday to kind of give me what we call a beating, literally on the phone, trying to kind of push me and say, listen, she had gone out and she had met somebody, you know, that had, you know, gotten in front of people, and the person was discussing similar things that I wanted to do. But when she even compared what I knew compared to what the person knew, you know, I was far ahead and I wasn't doing anything, you know, with what I have. So I'm just saying this to say that this is such a positive friend I have around, that, you know, who's called me to give me some feedback, to give me some ginger, to motivate me to go back to doing something that I need to do, which is a goal of mine for this year. So yeah, make sure you surround yourself with positive people and positive friends that would encourage you to achieve your dreams. So number six, we're looking at redefining success on your own terms. I think most of the time we like to look at success from other people's perspective, other people's lens. And what I always say is that success is subjective and it can be defined in various ways depending on your personal values, priorities, and aspiration. So instead of really like tying yourself up to society's narrow definition of success, take time to reflect on what truly matters to you and align your goals with your authentic desires, your values, your authentic self. And you know, the thing is that by pursuing goals that are meaningful and fulfilling to you, you can create a life of purpose, satisfaction, and joy and happiness regardless of your age. Because the thing is that if you don't, you know, redefine success on your own terms, then you will be stuck on that treadmill that says that I should have done this by that, and now I've kind of passed it. And that can really kind of make you a bit sad. And we don't want that, do we? Not at all, not at all. So in conclusion, all I'm saying is that it is never too late to pursue your goals and dreams, regardless of your age, regardless of your circumstances. Take inspiration from people around you. Sometimes the inspiration you need is from your brother, your sister, your nephew, your cousin, your father. You know, there's so many people in our circle that are doing amazing things that they just didn't, you know, manifest it like, you know, immediately. It took time, and we have been there. We've seen all the steps that they have taken. So take inspiration from that. And just remember that you have the power to create the life that you desire. And it's so, so true. And it just takes, you know, one step every day, one step every day, you know, manifesting that power, taking action and making sure that you are working towards achieving your dreams and aspirations. So with perseverance, with a bit of resilience and a positive mindset, I'm pretty sure you can overcome obstacles and realize your fullest potential. And lastly, listen, do not let fear or doubt hold you back. Yes, some things you got to feel the fear, but as they say, feel the fear, but do it anyway, you know. Do it. Go out there and get it done. Just like how Nike would say, just do it. Embrace the journey. Listen, pursue those goals. Pursue those dreams with passion and determination. So I'm going to end it here and say, you know, thank you so much for tuning in to this short episode. You know, I hope you found some inspiration and some motivation that would help you to go forth and pursue some goals, some dreams you may have for the next quarter, the next 9 months of 2024. No matter where you are in life, and I always say that, you know, every little step, every little action every day goes forth to count towards the bigger dream. Okay, so yeah, just go out there and do it. So I hope you will make time again to join me. Hopefully I'll come your way again with more episode. But until then, keep dreaming and never stop believing in yourself. I'm your girl Ajua, and I'm out. Thank you.